do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground?
If you think allegiance to the Cubs is hard to comprehend, try understanding the hidden language of baseball signs. You've probably seen them. A coach signals to a player using a sequence of mysterious hand gestures. NPR's Melissa Block decided to investigate.
A hot summer afternoon, a minor league ballpark.
Fans, take time out for a great-tasting Pete's and Watson hot dog, the official hot dog of the Frederick Keys.
We've come to Frederick, Maryland, the home of the Frederick Keys, to pay attention to signs in baseball, the silent, coded messages that flash across the ball field from catcher to pitcher or from a base coach to a batter or runner. You've seen these signs, the catcher who pumps his fingers between his legs in a blisteringly fast sequence to signal a pitch, the coach who does a mad dance, tugging an ear, patting his belt buckle, pulling down his cap. All of it means something.
All of this stuff is glue. It's sort of the glue that holds the game together.
Writer Paul Dixon's latest book is called The Hidden Language of Baseball. It's all about that code, that semaphore, how it works, why it's so important. And he describes the lengths or depths that teams will go to decode or steal the other team's signs. Paul Dixon calls signs the center.